Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2095. Three Quick Ways to Master Time for Stressed Out People by Ingrid Y. Hellander of Ingrid Y. Hellander, LMFT.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hello and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network that I think will add some value for you here. Today's post comes from Optimal Living Daily, where articles covering mindfulness, personal development, and minimalism are read to you every day. You can find and subscribe to or follow that podcast. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're listening to this. And with that, here's my brother Justin with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
Three Quick Ways to Master Time for Stressed Out People by Ingrid Y. Hellander of Ingrid Y. Hellander, LMFT.com. You lead a full life. Work, family, friends, homes, and even emails, texts, and phones add to the time crunch. You know that stress. There's too much to do and too little time. Where is your clone when you need it? Today it's easy to become a time checker, watching your phone or watch and setting frequent alarms to stay on schedule. In an effort to alleviate time stress, you may even ignore obligations, but later panic and feel shame about your growing to-do list. Here's the thing. If you worry a lot, time itself may be your anxiety trigger and you don't even realize it. Unfortunately, your nervous system does recognize this trigger and physically reacts to the added time stressor many times throughout the day. What can you do when the reality of time causes undue stress? I've come up with three ideas that simultaneously help you to rethink time and calm your body so you can get stuff done and still feel great. Number one, realize that time is relative. In his 2008 best-selling book, The Big Leap, Gay Hendricks talks about his practice of using Einstein time rather than Newtonian time. When I first read this concept, I was both intrigued and a little shocked. As you know, Einstein knew that everything was relative, hence Einstein's theory of relativity. Hendricks explains that he uses this relative nature of time to his own advantage. I suggest you use this reality mentality as well to promote calmness and keep time in perspective. Here's how to use Einstein time to calm. First, imagine the last time you were doing something you love to do. You may have been alone or with someone you adore. Breathe and feel the good sensations you had when you were enjoying this time. Notice how in your mind, time just flies by when you're having fun. An hour can feel like 10 minutes. Now, shake off that feeling, breathe, and recall a time when you were doing something uncomfortable or difficult in an uncomfortable setting. Maybe you had to change a flat tire in the summer heat, or maybe you had to spend time with a person you dislike while doing something you loathe. Feel your body and notice how time slows down during those moments. I recall sitting in a hot high school classroom in June feeling tired and uninspired. I remember blinking my eyes in amazement as the wall clock appeared to stand shock still. Got the feeling? You can use these body sensations to change your relationship to time. Rather than feeling always behind the gun, unable to catch up, you can notice the relativity of time and use it to your advantage. When you feel anxious about having insufficient time, remember that the experience of time belongs to you. Change your experience, change time. Breathe and practice belief statements that will change your perspective and relationship to time. For example, I make time. Time belongs to me. I use these statements when I catch myself in old stressful patterns throughout the day. When the frenzy starts inside, I remind myself that my experience of time is alterable and mine. How do you want to experience time? That is what matters. Number two, use time wisely with compassion and love for yourself and others. Have you ever watched an old episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? Talk about slow, conscious pacing. Even as a child, I would sometimes feel like it went too slowly. Come on, Mr. Rogers, get to the puppets. The land of make-believe is my favorite part. The wonderful Fred Rogers clearly understood something about slowing down and utilizing time. I love this quote from him. Imagining something may be the first step in making it happen, but it takes the real time and real efforts of real people to learn things, make things, turn thoughts into deeds or visions into interventions, end quote. Notice how he says real here, real time, real efforts, real people. So much time is wasted each day doing things that do not feed us or those around us. If you catch yourself treating time badly in this way, taking it for granted because it appears to betray you when you need it, I encourage you to take yourself and your time more seriously. And remember, seriously is not the same as anxiously. When you slow down and calmly use the time you have in meaningful ways, time feels more friendly. It's a virtuous cycle. As time feels more friendly, you calm down. As you calm down, you use time better. As you use time better, it feels more friendly, and so on. Number three, remember time for the gift it is. In the 2017 book, The Soul of Money, Lynn Twist explains the importance of our mind's perception of resources. She says it best, quote, "For me and for many of us, our first waking thought of the day is, I didn't get enough sleep. The next one is, I don't have enough time. Whether true or not, that thought of not enough occurs to us automatically before we even think to question or examine it. We spend most of the hours and the days of our lives hearing, explaining, complaining, or worrying about what we don't have enough of. Before we even sit up in bed, before our feet touch the floor, we're already inadequate, already behind, already losing, already lacking something. And by the time we go to bed at night, our minds are racing with a litany of what we didn't get or didn't get done that day. We go to sleep burdened by those thoughts and wake up to that reverie of lack, this internal condition of scarcity, this mindset of scarcity, lives at the very heart of our jealousies, our greed, our prejudice, and our arguments with life," end quote. There's something so profoundly true in Twist's words. Each day, you have 24 hours to feel about as you wish. No one can take that away from you. It takes some conscious effort to look at the gift and abundance of time. But how important is that? It's everything. Take a moment this week to consider how you perceive your precious time. Breathe deeply and become aware of both your thoughts and the sensations in your body. As you adapt in a calm and thoughtful way to time, you befriend this beautiful, free, and abundant resource. How will you use your time this week? You just listened to the post titled "Three Quick Ways to Master Time for Stressed Out People" by Ingrid Y. Hellander of IngridYHellanderLMFT.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really interesting how time truly is so relative, with that example of how it flies when we're having fun, while other times it's painstakingly slow. Such a strange phenomenon when it's always just 1 second or 1 minute, 1 hour or 1 day. And that's proof that it's all in our heads and we can control our minds, which means we can control time. I don't think I'm jumping to conclusions here. It's a really interesting concept that can be applied probably to many different areas of life. One thing to think about today. Thank you for listening and being here and for subscribing to the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.